by J-Lo for you next, and a bit of Stereophonics. 8:13, Thursday morning. And I'm told that Louis Walsh is on the phone. Hello, Louis.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm on the way into your show.
Okay, why?
You know why? Your guests have been really crap all week. You need somebody in there to be honest with you. You need somebody to go in and just tell it like it is.
Right.
So I'm on the way. And also, I've got a new book out.
Okay.
Oh, right.
So you've kind of invited yourself along, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you not hear the farty guest yesterday?
Chris Miles?
No, Mr. Methane.
No.
Well, he was on yesterday, and I mean, can you fart along to the theme from EastEnders, Louis?
No.
No.
See?
No.
You see?
No, I honestly can't.
No. Well, how does that make you a better guest, then?
Because I talk more.
That's true, Louis. You
and
do.
I'll be more honest with you than everybody else.
Yeah, that's very true. Right, so you're on your way now.
I'm on my way now, yeah.
I love it that you've just invited yourself. That's really funny.
You need somebody in there. You need somebody that's entertaining and fun, you know? Chris is away.
How rude.
Yeah.
The thing is, Louis,
I have a new book out.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll mention that when you get here. The thing is, we've already got a guest for today.
Oh, good. Is anybody I know?
What time are you thinking of coming in?
I'm on the way now.
Right. Could you delay it and maybe go around the block for a little bit?
No.
Because if you do come in right now,
yeah.
if it's the guest that I think it is that we've already booked, you might get beaten up.
Why?
Because I think it might be, can I say? I think it might be one of the Spice Girls.
Oh, which one? As long as it's not Mel B, I don't mind.
No, it's Mel C.
She's okay.
She's okay.
She sings okay.
Okay, good.
She might still slap you on though.
Yeah.
I don't care. No, it's Mel B I'm afraid of. We're all scared of him. Scary.
You're afraid of Mel B?
Yeah.
Okay.
But not Mel C. Or right. Jerry.
Okay, good. Well, like I said, if you could maybe go around the block a couple of times, and but yeah, you're very welcome as always. It's always an open door for you, Louis, here at Radio 1.
Well, come on. Listen, look at the guests you've had this week. Dreadful.
Now, some of them
I think Miles is deliberately sabotaging the show because he's got a book out.
Is he going to do the Hoover trick if he comes in?
Yeah, that's what I reckon he's doing. And he's probably doing a signing somewhere today.
He's not listening.
Who's he talking to?
I don't know. Because
I'm talking to you and you're talking to me.
I don't know. Okay, Louis.
Yeah?
Will you do the Hoover trick?
The Hoover trick? What does that mean? That means a lot of things.
That's a yes. Okay, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Right, we'll see you when you get here, yeah?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. The Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills, because Chris is on
holiday. International Radio 1. Now, as you already know, I've set the team a challenge to find the best guests every day, and there's some money in it for them.
£1,000.
I didn't say that. Whoever gets the best guest, Chappers, Laura, or the one that doesn't speak. We've had a variety of entertainment so far as we come to the end of our run on the Chris Moyle Show. Laura, please bring in today's guest.
Ta-da!
Oh,
hello.
My God.
Today's mystery guest.
I didn't realise it was going to be Mel C, did you?
No.
Not because she did.
What a surprise.
She didn't say that on the phone last week.
Nobody warned me it was a surprise.
How are you? All right?
I'm very well.
This is Laura's best birthday ever.
Is your birthday today as well?
Yeah.
So your birthday too?
No, yeah.
Happy birthday.
I'm 50.
Yeah. Big five.
Combined age. Yeah.
So how have you been? All right?
I'm really well.
Cool. Have you got any gossip? Because I need to fill these pages.
I've got loads of gossip.
Have you?
But I'll have to tell you off air.
Oh, no, you've got to be on air.
Can you imagine how much Spice Girls gossip I have got?
Yeah. And that's why they're going to probably, after today, employ me full-time at the Daily Star.
That's right. Keep thinking that
in
way.
In my head, that's what I think. Right, so Mel C's with us, and we'll do some gossip in a minute. I'll get out of this.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Do you get to do your solo stuff on the Spice Girls tour?
At the moment, we're talking about set lists and the whole concept of the show, and you may see some girls doing some little solo bits, but I do have to say it's so exciting because the show is going to be amazing.
And tell us, why is the show going to be so amazing now?
Just everything about it, the staging, the set lists, the music, you know, obviously we've got a great band, the costumes, it's just, I mean, everything we see, you know, because we had a big costume meeting last night, it's just, we are so excited about it. Nobody is going to be disappointed when they come to see it. And the dancers are amazing.
Oh, so that's what it boils down to. You've got some fit male dancers.
But no, it's just everything, every aspect of the show is just going to be top notch.
Okay, because there's a thing in the paper today saying that it's all kicking off because apparently Jerry wants to do her solo stuff and none of you want her to.
No, that's not true at all. I mean, we've been working. The set list is pretty much sorted now. And, you know, you may see. You see, I don't know how much I'm allowed to give away.
The thing is, there's loads of... Right.
There's absolutely no infighting. We're all very much in love with each other at the moment.
Mm. Surely you can say whatever you want because it's your band.
What do you mean?
Well, you can give away whatever.
But that's the thing, you see. This is what's hard for me because I'm so used to being on my own now. Mm-hmm. And then when you're back in a band, you know, you have to... respect everybody else. And, you know, we want to give things away. We don't want to give too much away about the show. We want it to be a surprise.
The thing is, Chappers, there's so much in her head right now. Imagine being inside Mel C's head. There's loads of stuff that she could tell us, but she's not telling us. Do you know what I mean?
She's desperately trying not to tell you anything.
One piece of gossip I can put in the Daily Star today, please.
Just okay.
One little tidbit.
In a gossip column style.
Yeah.
Which member of a recently reformed girl band used to be a man?
Wow, and I can print that, yeah?
You can print that, yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's fine, thanks
just
for
that. Just make it up, Scott, that's what they do.
All right, cool.
You won't get sued or anything, will you?
They're all saints.
But all four of them.
They used to be men, I don't know.
I don't know.
You haven't got a dwarf in your new Spice Girls set, have you?
Well, Jerry and Emma are quite short, but I don't think they qualify as dwarfs.
They're dwarfs, though, are they?
No. Is that really un-PC?
I don't know.
To be making jokes at the expense of dwarfs? No,
well, we had a dwarf in... Explain the dwarf thing last week.
Because we had Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf in last week, we that's kind of who we're referring to, isn't it?
Do the listeners know exactly what he did?
Oh, yeah.
Does Louis know exactly what he did? Because he's going to do it for us later.
I don't think he's that sure.
No, he's no idea. He's been in America, so he's not heard any of it. So I quite like it. By the way, I'm so sorry about Louis. He just invites himself along.
Oh, don't you? You know what? It's going to be great to see him.
Do you want to see him? We're keeping him away on purpose.
You don't have to keep him away. Oh. Well, is that at his request?
Bro, he thinks he can be the best guest ever.
No, he quite likes me. He thinks I'm okay, doesn't
he? Thinks you're okay.
Today.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah. Because he might bump into you.
I like the Spice Girls. No, Louis, I've got you on tape saying that you really don't. No, you haven't. No, I have, Louis. God, you know what he's like.
Oh, yeah.
Is it him that started off all this Spice Girls Westlife rumour clash?
I'm sure it was, I'm sure.
Yeah, because there's some kind of battle that seems to be going on.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe you could tell me. Is there a battle?
Who would you put your money on?
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, yeah.
No, but to be honest with you know what? We're not in competition with anybody. If you think about what we achieved in the 90s, you know, and this coming back together, the greatest hits is coming out. It's a celebration of everything we've done. And, you know, we're not interested in any battles, any wars of words. We just want to go out and have a laugh.
Okay.
And play the O2 Centre for like 17 nights.
Yeah.
Now, can I... Sold out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
You're today's mystery guest, booked by Laura, but not that mystery because you gave it away on the phone last week. Very good.
Do you know what we should do? Can we do a little thing where your listeners email in if they like that song?
Yeah, we can do that right now if you want.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, everyone email in if you like it. And if you didn't like it, and, you know, it's fine. I'm open to everybody's opinions.
If you didn't like it, then don't email.
To know if it's, you know, appreciated on Radio 1.
Now, you told us about the other new single, Head Lice, last week.
Uh-huh. I haven't got in trouble for that yet. I can't believe it.
Right.
I will, though.
We did think you said Head Lice at the beginning. So, on the back of that, we started up Make Head Lice History, which is our new kind of charity campaign.
Aiming for a big lice aid gig.
Yeah.
Has everyone had nits? I had nits when I was a kid.
Yeah, everyone's had them.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? I remember seeing one jump into my cornflakes, and I didn't want to eat them. And I said to my mum, "Mum, I'm not eating them because I just saw, you know, one jump into it." And she said, "Well, you're not having another bowl," and I was starving then.
So did you eat it?
No, I'm not going to eat headlights.
That's your own. That's allowed.
Your own?
It's like, yeah.
It's not like your own scab, Scott.
It's not eating one of your own bogeys,
you
it's fine.
You on your own scab, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Don't pretend you haven't nibbled your own scab at some point.
Maybe.
I'll tell you what, though, you can never eat a bogey, can you? That's just too far.
No, you can do that.
No, you can
well.
Do that.
Oh, do you know what? Bogeys make me want to be sick.
There's something about this time of day on this show where... Like, it always goes really, like, into this kind of area. Yesterday we had a man farting the theme tune to EastEnders. Exactly
really?
This time, yesterday. And now we're talking about eating scabs.
I have a huge scab on my knee if anyone wants a little
no,
nibble.
I'm right, thanks.
No, you have to eat your own. You can't eat somebody else's.
Oh, gross. Stop it. Right. We have Mr. Methane in yesterday, who is a professional flatulist. He uses his bottom.
And do they smell, or is it kind of more...
Oh, it's revolting.
No!
No. It was... honestly...
You know, sometimes when they're quite noisy, they don't generally smell as bad, do they, as the silent ones?
He was like, "I'm really sorry, I've just been to Norway, so it might smell a little bit of herring."
Oh!
It was disgusting.
It was so gross. McFly have kind of picked up the Make Headlines History campaign and ran with it.
Okay.
And they've done a song about... Because you said your new single was called Headlines. They've done a whole...
I'm in so much trouble.
They've done a whole song.
Headlines, they're not very nice. Every kid in primary school has got them. If you're really unlucky, you'll get them on your bottom. Just ask Katie Price, she's had it twice. Come on, everybody. Lie, 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 lie. Headlights, headlights. Lie, 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 lie. Headlights.
Amazing. Oh yeah, that was McFly with their song about headlines.
Fantastic, I love it.
Just trying to get into the charts before you, aren't they?
It's gathering momentum though, isn't it, our campaign? It's good.
Yeah. Now, I need to draw your attention to these. These are F-cup cookies, right?
Wow.
They're off of Japan.
I love it. You know what, that's one of my favourite things about travelling, all the silly named sweets and things.
Yeah, they have some amazing stuff in Japan, right? What do girls want to do most, Mel C? They want to eat biscuits and have big boobs, right?
Now, is that what they do?
Now, you can have both with the F-cup cookie.
And can I actually have them, please?
Well... I was going to get onto that, because we do need someone to try them out, don't we? No, I'm not saying anything. Oh, God, that's the worst thing you can say to a girl. But...
This little chat's all
No,
yours.
The worst thing you can say to a girl is, your bum looks a bit big or something.
But we do need someone
isn't it? I don't know.
They're not harmful, but what happens is all of the trans fats from the cookies...
And are they the good ones or the bad ones, the trans fats?
I think
they're good here because they make your boobs grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah, they're good for chappers.
Yeah. So, yeah, you eat them and the fat from the cookies goes straight to your breasts.
What a load of old tosh.
No, you say that, but apparently in 3 weeks you can notice the difference.
Right, give me a... I'll be your guinea pig.
Go on, eat.
Fabulous.
I have just one.
Can you imagine if I had one and I was doing it? Sorry.
I'd love it if it was like instant. Okay, it's 9:03 on Radio 1. Now, is it okay if we bring Louis in?
Yeah, it's fine. I have not got a problem with him.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Chris Moore's show with Scott Mills. It's 9 o'clock. Normally we play another record right now, but Louis Walsh is here. Hi, Louis.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
And you've invited yourself in as the best guest today, but we've already got a guest.
I was booked yesterday.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And
I was.
And now you and Mel C are in the same studio.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
There's no problem.
Right.
Well, are you giving her your book? Is that your peace offering?
No. Listen. There is no war.
It's Louis Walsh's fast track to fame. I'm just getting some tips.
Listen, there's no war at all.
Now, Louis... Look me in the eye.
Are you going to play an old tape? Okay.
No.
I'm in his book. Yeah. That's how much he loves me.
Have you been making up feuds between Westlife and the Spice Girls? Look me in the eye.
Listen, it's like Blur and Oasis. It helps both bands. With a record coming out. I do think Westlife...
Beatles and the Stones, all the greats.
Yeah. It's like, it's good to have two bands in competition.
Yeah.
But we're not in competition with anybody, really, Louis. We're not back together to move forward.
One band would get number one.
But we're not interested in that. We've just sold out the O2 17 nights at the end of the year, in the beginning of next year, and we're here to celebrate everything
achieved
in the... It is.
It's a celebration.
It totally is. And, of course, we want to support the greatest hits.
Of course.
Yeah, but you know, we've got nothing to prove, Libby. To be honest with you, do you know what? I've had a pretty good time. I'm very proud of everything I've done. Yeah.
No, we had a row once on CD UK.
Oh no!
And Mel slide off Westlife, and I defend. That was it. That's.
But you know what? Everybody's allowed to have an opinion. Yeah, yeah. I personally don't like Westlife.
Shocker! Yeah, but they're very successful.
But they are, and I admire and respect what they've done is incredible.
And as a manager, I would always have to defend them and stick up for them.
Of course.
Yeah.
But
but oh God! That's what it all happened on CD UK.
But I think Louis secretly fancies me because he's like in the playground, you know, like when you fancy someone, you just like smack him. Whenever Louis gets a chance, he slags me off, even if it's absolutely completely irrelevant in an interview. So Louis, what are you up to today? Well, I hate Mel C.
I never used the hate word. I'd say I'm not a big fan of Spicer. I never used the hate.
He's such a fibber.
I'm not.
I never said that.
He's throwing.
Come on, Scott. Have you got it lined up? Come on, let's hear what
you
said.
Listen. Oh yeah, go on, play it.
Okay.
I know you know he's going to play it anyway.
I don't actually.
Well, just don't get it. Five Housewives.
Oh,
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
They should be home looking after the babies. I just don't get it. Seriously.
Right, okay, that's fine. I don't want to play the other one.
Do you know what?
I don't want to play.
Louis really squirming and I love it.
I said something about Danny and you played it back.
I know.
I won't say anything today.
Okay.
Anybody today, Louis? Louis, you say that every time. I'm going to keep my mouth shut today.
I'm not going to slag it. It's just opinions, you know.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Just opinions about
now, can we get you two to at least, you know, like make up a little bit?
Yeah, I'm cool with him. Yeah.
Okay.
She knows that.
So you're cool. So you're cool and you're cool. So we're all cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're all cool. No, we're all cool.
Right, Peacemakers, Radio 1.
Now bring out the Hoover for Louis, please.
No!
I'm Come on, Henry. Off, Louis, pants off. Come on.
No, I'm not doing that.
You said we've got you on tape. Yeah,
but I said I'd do a Hoover, but I'm not going to do that. Mine wouldn't fit in that.
It's quite small, isn't it? Yeah.
No, Scott, I'm not doing it.
Might rattle a bit, Louis. Right. Don't worry.
Right, turn it on. We'll persuade him. We'll play Kanye West and we'll persuade him. Go on.
Play Kanye West.
Come here, Louis.
Yeah, right, go on, get your cats off.
Right, all right.
Brilliant.
Right.
Don't turn away.
Come on, Louis. Come on, Louis.
Yeah. It won't fit.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So you heard it first on Radio 1. There is no feud. Louis probably made it up. Spice Girls.
Hey!
And
It's PR people spinning stuff.
I know. What are they like? Spice Girls and Westlife. It's all fine forever and ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. IDST.
Why not?
If destroyed, still true. Make friends, never break friends. And thank you very much to Mel C for coming in today.
Thank you for playing my record.
It's all right. I've got a couple of true or false things before you go.
Okay.
Is Bono joining the Spice Girls?
Oh, no, unfortunately.
Right. Is he doing anything with the Spice Girls?
No. There's loads of stuff in the papers which have been making me chuckle recently. So we can clear it all up now if you like.
Okay.
The P. Diddy thing about the buses. Have you heard that one?
No, what?
Apparently, P. Diddy's supposed to be giving us like 4 jewel encrusted buses or something. Tour buses worth like $4 million or whatever.
Right.
And that's a load of baloney. Right.
Okay.
Too.
And Bono's not writing any songs for you?
Bono's not writing any songs for us, but if he would like to, that'd be much appreciated.
Yeah.
What else?
Is John Travolta flying you around in the Spice Girls plane?
Of course he is. That one's true. Now, actually, there was something in a London paper, I think it was the London paper, actually, a couple of nights ago, and it was about the whole green side of the Spice Tour, because, you know, some idiot believed what they read, and that we had all these private jets and all these buses. Of course, you know, touring has a big impact on the environment, but we are trying to be as green as we can. We're using biodiesel vehicles in the US. We've all got hybrid cars when we're over there rehearsing. The O2 Centre has a fantastic green policy with recycling and how they source their energy, and we're going to be, you know, we're looking into offsetting and being carbon neutral. So that's something that is very much on our minds, okay, to set the record straight.
But you are being flown by John Travolta. can confirm that.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So I can print that in the Daily Star today.
Yeah, being flown by John Travolta.
Yeah.
And
in a hybrid plane.
We're going to be served by, who can serve us?
Yeah, actually, who's serving you drinks on the plane?
Yeah, Prince is going to serve us drinks.
Right, so Prince is the trolley dolly.
Yeah, Prince is the trolley dolly.
John Travolta is the... Sorry, I've offended every...
Oh.
Oh, we always do that, don't
you
we?
You just think the waitress is in the sky.
I have said that before. John Travolta is flying the plane.
Pilot.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Thanks for that. I'll put that in later. Any other gossip you got before you go?
How's Jerry? Is Jerry in good form?
Yeah, everyone's great, actually.
No, I haven't seen
really,
her for ages.
Really good.
Is it true? Oh, here's another one. Are you all going to strip off on stage, like, properly?
Yeah.
Completely naked.
Are you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's why it's sold out.
I put that down as well. Completely.
That's about the returning tickets. After today.
Listen, thank you, Mel, for coming in today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well done, to Laura.
Well done, Laura.
Happy birthday, Laura. Happy birthday, Chappie.
Thank you very much. Laura hasn't got the ring yet.
No.
Only 45 minutes to go.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. James, if you're listening, Laura's boyfriend, you have until 10 o'clock to bring the ring that she wants from Argos, the engagement ring. You know the one
Elizabeth
she wants. You've got the catalogue number, and...
he has to do it.
After 10, you're binned. She does have other options. Right, Louis's going to stay around for a bit and probably talk about his book. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you.
This is Biffy Clyro, Radio 1. Woo.